Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to our Chafetz Chaim Chabura. We're holding at the end of the Psicha. The Chafetz Chaim finished listing all of the Aseh and all of the Lavim that one will violate if he's in the habit of speaking Lashon Hara. And after reading, the Chafetz Chaim writes that after reading the whole Psicha, all the Lavim and Aseh, we now could understand something very unique about the way the Torah puts the Isser of Lashon Hara. Namely, that the Torah specifically writes a Lav about the prohibition of Lashon Hara, which he says the Torah doesn't do with other midos, ra'os, other negative character traits, other negative midos. And the reason is because of the massive spiritual devastation that is brought about by one who violates the Isser of Lashon Hara. And then the Chafetz Chaim writes something very interesting. I'll read you his words. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Va'avakesh li'edidi hakoyre, I beseech my beloved reader, my dear reader, that this psicha, this introduction that I just wrote with all of the lavin and asayin, yikra v'yachsar v'yikra. Read it and then go back and read it again. Why? Kihi bevadai ma'ilo le'inyin ze alahaba yaisim and akol. Because this will for sure help more than anything else. Reading and rereading this psicha will certainly help more than anything else for a person to be careful with his shmiras haloshim. Kihi meluketes me'esar ishenim. The Chafetz Chaim gives the following reason why this will help more than anything else. Because the words that I wrote in this psicha are gathered from the words of the Rishonim, the early sages, the Rishonim, asher divrayem kedoshim utahirim, whose words are holy and pure, boyarois kemare halapidim. They're burning like fire. Ubivadai. And these people, these Rishonim, for sure, shamru es atzmon mimido garua hazu ad tachlisa. They certainly guarded themselves against speaking negatively, against Lashon Hara, to the nth degree. Al kain, therefore, divrayem poyalin ma'oid b'leiv kareyem. Therefore, their words, the words that are written by these holy Jews, who for sure guarded themselves to the ultimate degree from speaking Lashon Hara, reading their words on this topic will certainly have an incredible effect on the heart of those who read it. Just like we find Dvarim Hayotzim in Alev, that when somebody speaks words, Dvarim Hayotzim in Alev, heartfelt words go into the heart with the spoken word, it appears from the Chafetz Chaim that this is true as well from the written word. In a logical sense, certainly we could understand that when somebody reads words that are written by somebody who really, really means it, there's no resistance, it's very acceptable. But it sounds like the Chafetz Chaim is saying also a mystical effect, that the words that were written by people who are so pure and so careful in this specific area, the words that they say about this topic will certainly have a massive impact on a person. In the introduction to one of the later Svarim that were written about the Indian of Lashon Hara, Reb Chaim Ezer Gudzinski writes in the introduction, I'm sorry, in the introduction to the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim's words on the Parshios, Reb Chaim Ezer Gudzinski writes as follows. He writes that just like the mon, when the mon was given, any person could imagine what they wanted it to taste like, and it would then taste like that. So says Reb Chaim Ezer, so too with the words of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim's words are incredibly impactful for every person on his level. And the same mashal that the simple person can read and get tremendous hisayrus from, tremendous inspiration from, the greatest Talmud Chacham can read those same words of the Chafetz Chaim, says Reb Chaim Ezer, and appreciate on it on his level. So of course, what the Chafetz Chaim is saying about the earlier generations applies to a very large extent to his words as well. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will begin the actual halachas written by the holy Chafetz Chaim. Have a wonderful day.